What's going on, guys? You're listening to the You Can Miss Me With That podcast. My name's Luther O'Kale, and I'm tired. I'm tired. Like, ever since I did that big episode last week, I've been exhausted. But, you know, work, all that stuff, personal stuff, all that just coming together. I'm tired. But I hope I got my message across last week about the misinformation. That's all it is. It's always misinformation. And, well, my favorite is that there are times where, like, I sat back and I looked at all the fallout from last week from the cabinet workout and everything else. I feel stupid for even doing that whole episode, because I'm sitting here like, was it even worth it? Did people even understand what I was trying to say? Or you know, did people even look into the facts? Which must be 100. Most people did not. They already have their stances. And the more and more I think about it, the more and more I'm so disappointed in that whole fiasco. Like, I guess one of my main points, if the NFL wanted to make the workout legit, hell, make it more legit. Oh my God. So then maybe the rampant mistrust that you as the NFL and Kaepernick have wouldn't come into play. Damn. And now it's like, oh, Kaepernick hasn't been contacted by any teams. Well, no shit. Kaepernick, it's also your fault because you made a fucking circus out of it. Like, at the end of it. But I guess maybe he thought he was going to be put in a corner because he couldn't back out now out of the workout. There was a way that Kaepernick could have done this where the NFL would have been questioned. Still disappointing Stephen A. Smith. Like, I shared this video on Facebook on the podcast page about why the waiver was so important. And as a man who's so connected in the NFL and who has such a big platform like Stephen A., doesn't understand that. Like, he doesn't get why the waiver was so important. But I also understand why the NFL put that waiver out there. It's a way to protect themselves. But God damn it, then sit down and talk about it more. Don't just... I also have another thing. So apparently there's a whole bunch of prominent black individuals and Jay-Z who helped put this workout together. Why would you let it end up this way then? If you get what I mean. Like, try to make it legit. And Jay-Z and whoever the hell else it was, y'all should have been mad the minute y'all heard the circumstances of this workout. Because in a way, he's just supposed to play ball? Kaepernick was never going to do that. So shame on you for thinking that he would. And shame on you for being disappointed, because you are also part of the problem here. This was not just a regular workout, as much as you wanted it to be. This is Colin Kaepernick here. Whether you like it or not, he's one of the biggest names in NFL history now. You know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar saying Muhammad Ali would be proud of Colin Kaepernick for his stance. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said that. And this is going to be tied with the NFL for a long time. Hell, I know people who are old enough to be my parents are going to be thinking about it. I'm going to be thinking about it. Hell, I'm going to tell my kids about it, because it's weird that it would have just been easier if a team just brought him in, worked out. If you worked on it according to the direction you have set up as a company. The NFL has said the directive is that we're looking for the best players who can win us games. Colin Kaepernick is one of those best players. It's weird to say that, even though he's been 3 years out the league, he's still better than some players in the league. Hell, whoever the hell the Steelers have at quarterback right now, he's better than. But also, Colin Kaepernick, the directive that you've put out: I am ready to play. I'm looking for an opportunity. And you had one. Whether you like it or not, that was your opportunity. And now it's a wrap. But then I'm disappointed in Stephen A. Smith. I'm disappointed in Jason Whitlock. But Jason Whitlock has always taken the stand. So I don't know. Just something about... I don't know Jason Whitlock at all really that well. Like, I know... Like, I don't listen to him that much like I listen to Stephen A. Smith. But I mean, people have problems with Jason Whitlock. If you don't know who he is, go Google him. Like Charlamagne the God, people like that who are, I guess, deep into those kind of issues have problems with him. Like, my first introduction to Jason Whitlock was when Jason Whitlock defended Kristen Leahy. When Kristen Leahy, she used to be on the Colin Cowherd show. I'm doing all this. Kristen Leahy, when LeVar Ball, when the Ball family is going to the NBA, right? And Kristen Leahy on Colin Cowherd show, which is one of the biggest radio shows in America, straight up said, you can tell that LeVar's kids are scared of him. You can tell that. And she's literally saying that on the airwaves, right? Kristen, what the hell does Kristen Leahy know? She don't, to my knowledge, she doesn't have any kids, and she damn sure doesn't know anything about the Ball family. So next time LeVar Ball comes on there, which is ironic because he's never been on the Colin Cowherd, I believe on the Colin Cowherd show ever since. He comes in there and he's like, I'm scared of you. Which, like, basically in a way, it's like, who are you to talk about my kids, you know? You don't know anything about us. So that was my first introduction. Kristen Leahy, Jason Whitlock defended her. And I'm like, yo, Jason, you don't have any kids. Like, you're not a parent, to the best of my knowledge. He may have, I don't know. But to hear those kind of, it's like the prominent black figures, right? I guess this is going to be pro-black. My thing is, if you're going to do that, especially with all the big words and the way Jason Whitlock tries to carry himself, my man, just know all the facts. That's all I'm saying. Like, guys like Max Kellerman, Nick Wright, should not know more facts about this than you. They shouldn't. And partly because they're white. You should not be going on ESPN, the worldwide leader of sports, as they say, where millions of people watch, especially a popular show like First Take, and say that you don't know everything about the waiver. How do you not know that? And Max Kellerman knows that. You have T.O., a Pro Football Hall of Famer, texting you mid-show saying you're wrong. You have Snoop Dogg, all that, saying that he's wrong. To the point, it gets on the show, and T.O. just kind of said this going away, like, yo, it's almost like Max is blacker than you. And then Stephen A. Smith, like, oh, you crossed the line. That's how people feel right now. It's crazy how the world can turn on you in, like, the flip of a quarter. I don't know, on a dime, is that the saying? But I don't really, like, I feel like nobody really talked Kavanaugh today when I listened, which makes sense. I mean, the only news is that I read an article saying, hey, no teams have contacted Kavanaugh. So, I mean, we're at this phase now where I'm like a lot of people, I don't care what happens next. I mean, even listen to the Breakfast Club and they're like, yo, Cap, this was your chance based on what you told us, based on the energy that you provided. And now I'm just like, you know. I wonder what would have happened. Maybe basically it's like, you're left with a whole bunch of what ifs. Like, I wonder what would have happened if Cap did play their game the right way. You know? But I also can't see him doing that because it's a different waiver. You know? It's on a Saturday. Like, all these different things that the NFL did not have to do. And I'm sitting there like, it's crazy to think that you guys just could not have sat down and picked out a date, even if the NFL wasn't going to pick him up. Just make it look legit. And the NFL is so good at just pissing everybody off, you know? Like, everybody off to the point. I think the only thing people... Like, I think one thing people could agree on both sides, is that this just never should have happened. Kaepernick was basically out of the news, except for, unless he's doing something charitable. You know, the NFL, you could have just took on the usual talk that happens when every time a Matt Moore throws a pass, or anytime like some scrub quarterback throws a pass, that, and then people are going to say, oh, Colin Kaepernick's better than him. You could have just taken that. You already took it for 3 years. You already went through the worst part. So what now? Apparently a couple Kaepernick's people have said a few teams have shown interest. I mean, even if everything went swimmingly, like Stephen A. Smith came out and said, oh, Kaepernick would have had a job within 2 weeks. From who? They always link the Seahawks, maybe because they're one of the more progressive teams in the league, and they've also shown interest in the past, but I mean, Geno Smith was my backup quarterback. Yeah, I'd be interested in Kaepernick too. I mean, you had all these people, but I mean, I think I'm going too far off track. But I'm going to keep harping this. The waiver was a big part of it. To the point, Pro Football Focus, lawyers from Pro Football who specialize in this kind of thing are saying, I cannot in my right mind recommend a client. Or if Kaepernick was, I cannot recommend that Kaepernick would sign this. It would basically be malpractice if Kaepernick was allowed to sign that waiver. I'm going to keep harping on it because it's that important. It's one of the, well, there's a myriad of reasons, but it's one of the main reasons. If you had to post a bulletin board of top three things why the workout didn't happen, it's one of those. The waiver. Oh, my God. What a waste. It's always, now this is always going to be one of those what-ifs for me. Like, what if this worked out? What if Kaepernick career cooperated? What if the NFL just made it look more legit? What if Hugh Jackson just decided to go? What if more teams win? Why did, and then of course that leads me to more why questions. Why did the NFL force teams to go to this? Why couldn't they have just done this in the offseason? Kaepernick could have waited. It's really late in the season to add a quarterback of this magnitude. And there are really only probably like three or four teams in the league that could handle that. Where the backup quarterback is going to be holding press conferences. And it's just going to happen. Because he's hot. Especially, he'd be blazing hot. But hopefully, Kaepernick handles it. Which we've seen. He doesn't show like he has the ability to handle that. And make it not about himself. And make it more about the team. Like, hey, I'm just here to play football. Which is what you've told us. Like, we're always ready. Hashtag, we stay ready. Yeah, but I'm done talking about that. Like, I put all my energy, a lot of my energy into that episode last week, so this is probably going to be a real short one. Another thing. I'm so tired of school shootings, bro. Like, I'm so tired of school shootings. It's ridiculous. Another one near where I live, except, you know, the last time that happened, that was, like, damn near close to my house. I cried on the podcast, like, second episode in, you know. Great way to introduce myself to people. But I'm so tired of it, man. And it's weird because there's nothing that can't be done. Like, it's not as easy as, I guess, the left would make it, where they're like, oh, we're just going to take away your guns. Like, if we took away guns, there'd be no crime. That's a damn lie. All right, or gun violence, whatever. Because then people are just going to go get them the illegal way. I mean, I've sat there like, what if we made gun, like, I guess, I don't know, gun control, like, guns harder to get? I don't know what the answer is here. I'm not a gun owner. I don't know. I don't know what it takes here. But it's always these big stances. There's like no way we can just meet in the middle. I'm just going over a lot of things that bother me right now. I wish my Patriots would score more, but we still win a game, so it's weird. Like, you're angry because you want the Patriots to score a lot more. Like, I'm tired of, like, Nick Wright and Max Kellerman and all these people just disrespecting my dude, like my favorite player to watch in the NFL, Tom Brady. You call him a cheater, whatever, man. And in the NFL's eyes, he's not even supposed to be in the NFL. Drafted in the sixth round. He's supposed to be selling insurance somewhere. I got another question for y'all. Like, you ever looked at your Facebook friends and been like, who the hell are these people? Like, I found myself at one point, you know, I'm at lunch at work. And I'm just, you know, you're scrolling through Facebook like every other person who's mindlessly into their phone. And I'm sitting there like, who the hell are these people? Like, for real. Just going like, people you may know. And I have like 200 something mutual friends. And I'm like, I don't know any of these people. I give y'all, some of y'all profile pictures are fire though. Does anybody know what's happening with these impeachment hearings? Because they're a waste of time. Once I kind of found out what impeachment was, like, I sat there like, well, this is a waste of my time, your time, taxpayer dollars. Like, it's a waste of time. Like, even if Trump gets impeached, he's still just going to, you know, be the president. Like, the way it was explained to me, because I always thought, like a lot of people, when you get impeached, like, that's it, it's a wrap. You're out of, like, I thought Bill Clinton, like, after he got caught, like, you know, sexual favors, whatever, with that lady, I thought he just left, like, the White House after you get impeached. Nah, bro, you just, you're there. You just been impeached. The hell does that mean? Like, the, what, they slap you on the wrist? Like, hey, don't do that again. Next time, we're kicking you out. So I'm still president? Yeah. That's stupid. These Democratic elections are weird because I think they lost like five people, but then I saw like a Bloomberg dude join the race yesterday. Is it weird that I don't think Joe Biden should be president? Also, I have this thing like, there has to be like a cutoff where you can't be president anymore. Like, Trump is what, the oldest president ever? And like, if you're 70, like, you shouldn't be president, right? Like you shouldn't be president, because like Bernie Sanders, like, I'm legitimate. It sounds weird. I'm legitimately worried about Bernie Sanders. It was like he had that heart attack or whatever he had, and then he's gonna go into the White House. Let's just say he wins. I'm not saying he's gonna win, whatever. Let's just say he wins, and then like North Korea shoots off a couple missiles, and he's in the middle. He's sleeping in the White House, and then like that news just hits him wrong, and he has another heart attack. Like, that should be a cutoff age. Like, you really shouldn't be. Like, in my mind, I'm sitting there like, past 60 even? Like, you shouldn't be the president. Like, that is such a high-stress job. Look at what he did to Obama. Like, look what he did to him. Like, it's weird now he's like the really cool grandpa, but like, that's such a high-stress job. Like, I kind of agree with Joe Rogan. Like, nobody should be president. But then, what do you replace that kind of system with? Like, you shouldn't die in office. Because it's always this weird thing, like, it's not even like my parents. It's like my parents' parents are still, if you look at the metaphor I'm trying to say, it's like my grandparents are still running the country. My parents are now like reaching like their 50s and 60s, and they're still, it's not their turn yet to run the country. So then when, by the time my grandparents are done, my parents are now in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever the hell, and they're running the country. Now I'm approaching my 50s, my 40s, my 50s, my 60s. I get it. There always needs to be an infusion of young politicians or whatever to help the country move forward. That, I think that's a big vital part of it. But maybe it's the power. It's the fact that you get what? The best health care. You get it for life, I think. I don't understand that. Like, there should be a cutoff age. Like, I know you can't be president until you're what, 35? You shouldn't be president after, like, once you're 70. You know, give it a sweet spot. You don't want to be 74... like sitting there dealing with some crap because Iran decided to really ramp up their nuclear enrichment or uranium enrichment or whatever. Or you're worried because Pakistan and India are going to shoot missiles, are going to shoot nukes at each other. Like, first of all, that is not healthy enough for a 70-year-old to be worrying about that kind of stuff. You're telling me there are no 50-year-olds, 40-year-olds who are, like, who fit the criteria, who can run the country? Or do they have to fill some kind of mold? Because that's also another thing I don't like. Like, to run for president, you know, you have to be married, probably have a couple kids. Like, for a while, you had to be white, but now, I guess not anymore, you know, because we didn't know we had a black president, so, you know, everything's cool now, he said very sarcastically. Like, you have to fit this mold. What if, like, the best person to run the country, and you knew it was the best person to run the country, was, like, gay? You know, he was gay and he was single. Are you not going to vote for him because he's gay and he's single? But he's the best person to run the country and you knew that? So stupid. Because it's weird, because I feel like people are listening. Some of them are like, yeah, no, I'm not going to vote for him because he's gay and he's single. Like, I hate that you have to fit this mold. Like, it's not about your ability to run the country. It's also the popularity contest, all that kind of stuff. Because I'm not sitting here saying I'd be a great president. Quite frankly, I'd probably be a terrible president. You know? I'd be a terrible president. I'd probably be like the president who had like the best jokes. That's probably what I'd be. I'd be roasting reporters. I don't know. You know, I'd be completely unprofessional, whatever. But I hate that you have to fit that kind of mold. That doesn't make any sense, you know? Also, season 4 is coming out next week. It's been such a crazy couple weeks. Season 4 coming out next week. Remember, it's going to be 10 things I don't understand. I also might have a special guest for some of them. But happy Thanksgiving, guys. Enjoy. My favorite side is, but I love potato salad. Would you count potato salad as a Thanksgiving side? Because I love mixed potato salad. I have judged whole restaurants on their state of their potato salad, where I'm like, your potato salad is trash. I'm not coming back here. Like, I'm obviously, I don't say that to your face, but that's what I remember in my mind. If you're going to offer me some potato salad on your menu, I'm probably going to try it. And if it's not good, that's why I hope, like, it's stupid. In-N-Out should never have potato salad. Because if it's trash, In-N-Out, it's going to be weird if I ever go back there. Because I'm just remembering that bad potato salad. Like, that's one of my weird things. Like, everybody has their weird things. This is a weird podcast episode. I should just title this, like, Luther Waste Your Time for so many minutes. I don't really have anything going on, like, besides, I mean, I could keep going on the wave, or I could keep going on the workout, but you're tired of it, I'm tired of it, Charlamagne Tha God's tired of it, freaking Ben Shapiro's tired of it, Fox News tired of it, CNN's tired of it, everybody's tired of it. I mean, goddamn, like, what's the point? Nothing got accomplished. I'm frustrated, you're frustrated, and if, now all it is jockeying for position because everybody wants to look good in the PR world to appease whatever the hell they're doing. And the people who said they're going to stop watching, like if Kaepernick got back and they shut your mouth, they're going to keep watching. Some of you guys are saying, I stopped watching because of kneeling. You kept watching. And the minute Kaepernick, or if you're not, if he joins your team and you're mad, and then Kaepernick starts throwing touchdowns and you start winning games, you're like, oh crap. You know? And you start cheering for him too. Same way Kansas City Chiefs players cheer for Tyreek Hill, or Bengals players cheer for Joe Mixon. You know why? Because you're playing football and you're doing it well and you're kind of nice and no, holy crap. Ugh. So I'm going to go cook now. I'm going to go listen to the Come Season 3, which just came out, and Come Season 3 by Eric Bellinger. My man's got 3 albums out this year. They're all fire. Also, did Drake come out with an album this year? Was Scorpion this year? My trip was Scorpion last year. Either way, I implore you guys to go listen to the Cuffin Season 3. Perfect music for your Cuffin Season, like, trials or tribulations, whatever the hell it is. You know, I gotta go set up this Instant Pot. I'm really excited to go see my family this Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, I will not be going home to go see my mom, but hey, I'm going home for Christmas, you know. In California, everybody out here in Kansas freezing. Just got a call from an old friend that I haven't heard from in a while. So, you know, he's feeling good a little bit. Yeah, that's what I'm going to call this episode. Luther, waste your time for damn near 25 minutes. Maybe too long, I'll workshop it. But I just wanted to touch on that wave a little bit more. I mean, if you guys want to read that video, it's by the Young Turks. I know some people feel some type of way about the Young Turks, but it's important what that person says. That waiver is supremely important. Ugh, I'm tired. All right, guys, you know the drill. Like the Facebook page, follow the podcast on Twitter, at YCMWT for both. You can call me if you have any questions about the Kaepernick episode, or if you have any questions or remarks about season 4 that's getting ready to come out next week. Remember, it's 10 Things I Don't Understand. You can hit up the podcast at 805-539-2698. You can email the podcast at mymyycmwt@gmail.com. I got big things on the horizon. I know I keep saying it, but this is like big professional things. I'm really, really excited. I've been working on something for basically a full year. You already saw the kind of shirts that I made. I didn't really like them, so I want to change them up. That's probably gonna be something I work on during the break. Also, might be starting a few more podcast ventures other than the one I already talked about. I'll let you guys know in the future. But stay safe out there. Enjoy your families. Have a great Thanksgiving. Wolfpack, I'll see you guys soon, because the review of the year of 2019 is going to be fun. And one thing we're all going to talk about is the Juicy Smollett situation. And goddamn, what the hell is happening? So now he's countersuing Chicago. Oh, y'all didn't even know about that, but he's countersuing Chicago. Damn, it's going to be so much fun. All right, guys, see you guys later. Stay safe out there. Love you guys. Bye.